USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence formally accepting the Republican renomination as President Trump's partner during a visit to Baltimore's Fort McHenry on night 3 of the Republican National Convention.
The heroes who held this fort took their stand for life, liberty, freedom, and those ideals have defined our nation.
Before Pence addressed those gathered there, there were some nearby demonstrations as Trump supporters and protesters exchanged words and got into scuffles, prompting police to intervene. People in southeast Texas are breathing a big sigh of relief after Hurricane Laura spared Beaumont and Port Arthur as it made landfall as a Category 4 storm late last night. Laura did roar onshore with 150-mile-an-hour winds near tiny Cameron, Louisiana, about an hour east of the two Texas communities. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalize or having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
More now on Hurricane Laura, which is blowing across western Louisiana with sustained winds of 120 miles an hour. One Lake Charles resident saying that area has been hit very, very hard.
It is still really bad here. All the trees that I can see with this light, they've all been stripped of the leaves. The trees are just bare. We've got just massive amounts of flying debris.
The hurricane is now a Category 3 storm. Two congressmen are introducing a resolution condemning QAnon. The bipartisan resolution accuses that shadowy group of promoting fringe conspiracy theories that are not based on fact. The House resolution coming from New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski and Virginia Republican Denver Riggleman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senior White House advisor Kellyanne Conway is about to leave the Trump administration, saying she needs to spend more time on family matters. But last night, she spoke at the national convention and touted President Trump's record on hiring women to key roles in the administration. Conway telling the RNC that women's empowerment has never just been a slogan in her experience. Meanwhile, Conway did say everyday American heroes also have a champion in President Trump, as she cited teachers, small business owners, and veterans. Employers might soon have to decide whether to require their workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Public policy and legal experts have differing opinions. Some say companies concerned about liability, health, and safety issues are going to have to make vaccinations mandatory for their employees. Others say mandates could backfire. In light of a recent Gallup poll that shows more than 1 in 3 Americans say they wouldn't get a coronavirus vaccination even if it was free and approved by the FDA. An increased fencing is back up around the White House. Crews putting another new fence up ahead of President Trump's Republican National Convention speech that's scheduled for this evening. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.